Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Start up, start up. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, start up, start up. They making noise. Start up. Start up, start up, start up, start up, start up.
Episode 282. It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
One of those forwards and backwards episodes, 282.
It's a palindrome.
I have a feeling, Skiri. I'm very excited about this episode. Ooh. I have a feeling I know the name of the episode already. I've done that a couple of times.
Wait,
I've been right.
We haven't issued any content yet. I mean, we haven't even gotten off the ground yet.
I know. I have a feeling. Should I save it?
I mean, well, what basis do you have to even name an episode when we just signed on?
Well,
usually halfway through, we kind of get a vibe and a feeling like, it's going to be something with this. Yeah.
Well, I have a story and somebody yelled something and I think that's going to be the title of the episode.
Really?
So I can wait.
Okay.
All right.
You got a story?
Yeah. It starts with the word help. That's all I'm going to say.
Help?
Help. Yep.
Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda.
Help me, Rhonda. Yeah, get her out of my heart. Nope, not that.
That's the Beach Boys.
I know. Thanks, man. Thank you.
Help is on the way.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody.
Help is on the way. That's the medic alert. Help is on the way.
Right. I just did the Beatles, though.
Help, help yourself to seconds.
Help me now, I'm falling. It's a song.
Help. Let's see.
Now, let's move on.
You sure?
Let's not. Welcome to the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Hey.
We hope you're listening to Slice Time, our companion podcast.
Nah, they're not.
I hear rumblings in the Brooklyn Boys Podcast Facebook group that people are, not everyone loves the Slice Time.
How's that possible? We're not members.
I hear things. People tell me things.
Oh, really?
I hear things. I have spies everywhere.
We have moles?
No, I had mine removed when I was 18.
Have you ever had a mole? Had moles or no?
No. No, but it reminds me of a song parody I wrote, I think in 2001 or two for
Enrique Iglesias.
You remember?
Yeah, I do.
Isn't that great when you can write a parody and 22 years later, your buddy remembers it?
You still remember it.
Got a mole. That was for Bailamos. I did got a mole. Yo quiero uno molo, which is I have a mole.
That was some good shite.
Yeah. Yep. That was back in the day. The heyday of parodies.
The heyday? Yeah. So, just so you know, my girlfriend's still my girlfriend.
Even though she's an alien?
Yeah, well, you know, after last week's episode, you know, she was like, was that okay? Was that over the top? Was it too heady for people to think? Was it over people's heads, or they think I'm weird? I'm like, well.
Yes, no, no, and yes.
So, first of all, somebody texted me and said, your girlfriend is quirky. Well, that's not a compliment.
Yeah, I mean, she's fun. She's goofy. She's fun at a party. She's unique.
She doesn't take her alien status very seriously.
No, she put up a great Instagram story with her in like a space alien suit. And
yeah.
Yeah, that was great. By the way, I put up the episode on Insta story, mm-hmm. and I chose Planet Claire from the B-52s, but I forgot to take the chorus part. So it's just the music part. So hopefully people got the reference, but I was like, she came from Planet Claire.
I didn't see her last week because of, once again, football.
A spaceship ran out of fuel?
Not football.
Oh, you chose football, a sport you're not a huge fan of.
I chose football.
Wow. You couldn't bring her to the...
She wanted no part of it. She goes, you know what? She's like, you know, you're not eating because you're on your Dr. Fat Loss. Instead, you're watching football and sitting there chewing on celery and blueberries.
Yeah, that's not fun.
I'm out.
Wait a minute. You ate celery and blueberry together?
No. I take turns with fruit and vegetable and then protein.
Speaking of which, a lot of people like the food I created thanks to our friends at HelloFresh. Yeah. Sponsor, by the way.
Yeah.
I put up a HelloFresh ad and I put paid partnership. They're sponsor the podcast. I'm not hiding it, but I don't have to like love the product. I love the product. I made sun-dried tomato pasta with almonds and grape tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
And it was really good last night. Well, I roasted the almonds. Like, it was a dish I never would have made. Never would have made it myself.
Yeah.
But having the map to do it, I was like, oh, I'll try
really
this.
It really is amazing. In fact, I'm going to be, I think my box tomorrow, I'm waiting for the Fit and Wholesome box. We'll see if they can get that right.
Oh, who doesn't love a Fit and Wholesome box?
Yeah, you can customize your stuff. You know, not a commercial, but they are a sponsor. If you want to get, if you want to get a free breakfast for life while your subscription is active, you get one breakfast item per box. If you go to HelloFresh.com/BrooklynBoys,
BrooklynBoys
free. That's
with code BrooklynBoys free.
Yes. So make sure it's the /BrooklynBoys free and. Yep. Use code BrooklynBoys free. All right.
Meanwhile, I think it was TJ Martin. He said, oh, hit the jingle. No, there's no hitting of jingles when you tell people that they happen to be a client.
Yeah, well,
like I was being honest about
people have knee-jerk reactions to everything I post now.
Well, no, I understand that. It's only a slip-in when it's a sponsor for Z100 or the Elvis Duran Morning Show, and he slips it in here to get a little extra credit. That's when he's like, you know.
Like I did at the beginning of this podcast when I clearly mentioned the name of what I was doing and you didn't.
Oh, I caught it because I thought it was a fair explanation at one time. I caught the doctor.
Okay.
Per se, not a doctor per se.
A doctor per se.
I caught it because I had to explain to, who was I on the phone with yesterday? I was on the phone with somebody yesterday and I was explaining to them about first quarter Skiri. And second quarter Skiri and third quarter Skiri.
Yeah, I am down 20 pounds now and it's day 25.
Right. Your first quarter Skiri.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope.
And second quarter Skiri is when you look the best.
Yes. And I'm hoping to stay second or maybe third quarter for the rest of my being. But
I would like to see you stay second quarter for third quarter and third quarter for fourth quarter.
I say it every year and every year I fall off the wagon.
Well, but that's not the doctor's fault.
Through,
that's yours.
I'm going through
changes.
Changes.
I'm going through changes.
No, well, I'm actually thinking about making some real changes soon because...
That's Ozzy, by the way.
Well, I'm turning 50 in a couple of weeks. So, you know, it's like the doctors even said, dude, you know, if there's ever time to get right with yourself, get right now and stay that way. Because it's going to be harder as you go. But that's a whole other conversation. I want to talk to you about what I did today. And you're going to fall off your chair.
Well, I'm going to fall off my chair. Will I tell the slices why we didn't do the podcast yesterday? Is it related to that?
It is. But we'll cover that in the next segment. But I have a very small...
That's a network tease, everyone.
Before we take a little break, Before we take a little break, I have a question for you. Maybe you could help me with my dilemma. So Justin Timberlake is back. You know,
everyone's posting their pictures with Justin Timberlake. Everybody.
Well, yeah. Well, a bunch of people got to meet him last week in L.A. That's not why I'm bringing this up. I mean,
yeah, but everybody's picture that I know is in this with Justin with the same black and white flannel shirt on.
Right. Well, yeah, they all went to go meet him. All those people. Yeah. Yep. So he came out with the song Selfish today. Today was his day with new music. And he also on his Instagram teased that next, what is it, Wednesday, whatever the 31st is, that's probably next Wednesday night.
Well, yep.
Which also happens to be his birthday.
It's the day after somebody else's birthday who's famous.
Your wife?
You're a dick.
That would be your birthday, Brody.
Thank you.
So his birthday is the 31st, Wednesday, and he announced on Instagram that he's going to do a one-night-only show at Irving Plaza. Now, anyone who's not from New York and doesn't understand this.
Irving is not a giant arena. No. The name Irving doesn't say, oh, Irving, it's probably a huge arena.
Irving Plaza is a tiny, intimate venue.
It's a few thousand.
So you got hundreds of thousands of people vying for fucking tickets to this thing. So I found out about it through Garrett. My girlfriend's a huge Justin Timberlake fan.
Oh, I thought you were going to say she's a huge Garrett fan. Sorry.
Well, that too. But after last week's episode, maybe not too much of a Brody fan anymore.
She loves me.
So
if I was available, she'd dump you in a minute.
Wow. Okay. Well,
she's not mad at me. I already interacted with her. I told her how great her Instagram story was, and she was like, "Was I okay?" I'm like, "You were terrific."
She's mad at me. She was. So I said, "So Garrett was the one who told me about this post from Timberlake. I wouldn't have known it otherwise." He goes, "Yo," he goes, "get on the waiting list. Get on the waiting list for tickets for Irving Plaza."
Dude, you got clout. Make some calls. Come on.
So that aside,
you know a scalper.
He calls me. Well, he texts me to get on the list. So I get on the list. I got follow the link. I put myself on the waiting list. I'm not saying I'm going to be picked. It's going to be a lottery. But if, God forbid, I get picked for a pair of tickets, am I now obligated to bring Garrett over my girlfriend?
No, he knows you were getting the tickets. Now, what you should do is let Garrett take your girlfriend.
I feel like I want to call Garrett real quick.
I feel like
he'd be offended.
No. Why would he be offended? He told you about the link because he wants you to go. If Garrett wants to go, he'll get tickets. He'll get on the list.
No, he's trying as well. But my question is, would he return the favor and take me if he gets on the list? No?
No, he's not taking you. He's taking his wife, and he should.
I don't know about that.
So your dilemma is whether to, I think the dilemma is an easy one. I think you take Robin, because if you don't take Robin,
he's going to be pissed. Garrett's going to be pissed. I'm telling you, he's going
to
be pissed.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Okay, I tried to call him real quick.
No, we gave it a shot.
All right. Well, that's it. The end. No. So that's right. It?
We can try him later, but I think if he wanted the tickets by the time he told you to get on the list, he'd already been on the list. And if he's on the list, he got on the list before you.
I think if I get tickets and then he doesn't, and then I take my girlfriend, he's going to be pissed because he's the one who told me about it in the first place.
But he should have already been on the list.
But yeah,
by the time he told you, he should have already signed up.
Right, but no, I don't think it's an order thing. I think it's a lottery.
If it's a lottery, he wouldn't have told you then, because then it decreases his odds. Or he should have said to
you, "Scary." No, he did. No, he told me out of the kindness of his heart.
No, he should have said, "Scary, there's a lottery. If you and I, let's both enter, and whichever one of us wins, we take each other." That should have been predetermined. You got to have that's a conversation. He can't just assume, "Oh, if Scary wins," he's not taking you. Dude, he's taking his wife. Are you kidding? You imagine if he gets on the list and he gets called and he tells his wife, "I'm taking Scary."
Yeah, but he's going to take credit for me if it works in the other direction, though. I'm just saying.
He wouldn't do that. Okay. Because he'd be going with you and he still wouldn't be going with his wife. No.
Yeah, but he just wants to see Justin. He's like, that's his
he is a big fan.
That's his man crush.
Well, Justin, he's in the right age wheelhouse.
He's one.
Well, you grew up on Justin Timberlake.
I grew
Timberlake,
up on
right?
Justin Timberlake.
Right. From back when you were in Brooklyn, when you were like 9, you were like, yeah, bye, bye, bye. You were like, amazing.
1997.
Yeah, 1997.
Yeah, that's when NSYNC came out.
Yeah, but they didn't break big till 99, 98, 99, later. Backstreet Boys was 97, 98.
I grew up on NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you grew up on them. Should we do the math? With Brody
and Scary. Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
I'm still struggling with this from before the commercial. I'm going to do the math again.
What?
On how old you were when NSYNC was out and all that.
23.
You were not 23.
Yes, do the math. 1987.
You were 25 when NSYNC broke with No Strings Attached, when they got huge.
1997.
When we sold Justin Timberlake's French Toast.
NSYNC, 1997.
You were 26.
Doesn't matter.
You didn't love NSYNC in 97. Nobody did. No, I mean, they were okay, but they didn't blow up until
I was
later.
In my 20s.
You were in your mid to late 20s.
I grew up with NSYNC.
You did not grow up with NSYNC.
I was half.
You grew up with Rod Stewart.
I am now. That's growing up.
No. The middle age of your life is 25, and that's what you're going with? 24 and a half, technically? That's not when you were growing up.
All right,
your formative years is 17, 18.
Either way, we'll quit this conversation.
The music sticks with you.
That's it. I still think Garrett will be pissed. But anyway.
No, Blink 182 was the music you grew up on. Right or wrong?
Beastie Boys. 99.
What are you talking about? Blink was
1999. Yes. And 98.
Yes, not Blink. So who was 91 I'm thinking of?
New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, New Kids. Yeah.
I grew up on Green Day. I was in college.
Yeah, well, you were 20 when Green Day's Dookie album came out.
Correct. All right, let's mm-hmm. enough of this math.
All right.
We'll agree to disagree all night.
I have a question for you. Since I had to ask you, I'm going to ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm currently unemployed.
Yep.
Things have not changed. And, you know, I'm always getting emails on jobs. I got one for a professional violin teacher this week. But I got an email, and I wanted to see if you could help me out here.
Uh-huh.
It was a very high-paying job.
Yep.
And it was for a job I've never heard before. Okay, it was for the job of Scrum Master.
Scrum Master?
Scrum Master. Do you know what a Scrum Master is?
I don't know what Scrum is. I need to know what Scrum is before
I
know.
If you knew what Scrum was, you'd know how to be the
master
the
of Scrum?
Master of the Scrum. Right.
Oh, please. Do tell him. Oh, wait. Is it a sport?
Nope. It's not a sport. It is an actual job that goes on in office buildings.
Is it a scrum is a someone who It sounds like a dirty job. It sounds like a job that's filthy and mm-hmm. nobody wants.
Okay. I will tell you, the only time I've ever heard scrum before is in a fight or in rugby when everybody piles on each other, like when Ross got demolished on Friends.
What is Scrum Master?
You want to take another guess?
Scrum Master Flex, my favorite DJ on Hot 97.
Oh, nice.
I have no idea.
Nope.
I would have said
Scrum Master J.
I can't even give you an answer for this. Well, I don't know what a scrum is.
Well, do you think there's anyone who works below the scrum master?
I mean,
and what would they be called?
If he's the scrum master.
Right. Who's below him or her?
If he's the scrum master, then there has to be an apprentice to the scrum.
So the scrum apprentice is what you're saying. Or the scrum turn.
Okay, I give up. Enough of this.
Here's the definition of a scrum master. A scrum master is a professional who leads a team using agile project management through the course of a project. A scrum master facilitates all the communication and collaboration between leadership and team players to ensure a successful outcome. So your job is they put you in a team and you handle all the issues.
So when there's a fight, you're the bitch.
You're the master of the scrum.
You're the bitch. You're the guy.
He takes all the headaches.
So the scrum master is not in charge. It basically takes orders from everyone else.
No, they take charge when everyone else has a problem.
Right, but yeah.
When Mary's bitching about Sally, they come to the scrum master and he's like, whoa.
Yeah, but
Sally,
that's a dirty job. Here? That's not a managerial job. That's like something you pass off to someone else. It's like, fuck it, I don't want to be part of this.
According to everything I read, the scrum master is in charge. Listen, they were paying a lot of money.
That was my next question then. Did you apply?
This particular job was paying $122,000 a year.
Okay.
To be the master of the scrum.
That's actually good.
I'm a scrum guy. I'm a scrummer. I'm not a scrum man. I feel like I'd be the guy scrumming.
Anything with six figures, I think, would be a popular job.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I wouldn't work for that little.
You're terrible.
I'm not qualified. The qualifications were like scrum experience. I'm not a veteran scrummer.
Bougie Brody, everybody.
No, I joked about the money.
$122,000 is zero right now.
I'm making zero. So I would take that. My point is, I don't have scrum on my resume. I'm not an executive scrummer. You have to be like a top-notch scrum guy or woman. Maybe if you were a female scrum master, would you tell people? If you met a guy at a bar, would you be like, what do you do for a living? I'm a scrum master.
Is this the title of the podcast? Help Wanted Scrum Master?
I like that though. I like that. Help Wanted Scrum Master. Maybe I'll save the other help story for next episode and we'll go Help Wanted Scrum Master. That's pretty good. By the way, Slices, if any of you are a scrum master or have worked with a scrum master, please leave us a talk back.
Leave us a talk back and then complain about it.
And then let us know if they were like high up or they were the bitch of the office.
Yeah.
Like they're the ones who got scrummed on, or are they the ones breaking up the scrum?
All right.
Is it a scrummy job? What kind of job is it?
We've had enough scrum talk for one.
Okay, that's all. I just wanted to know.
All right.
Also, one last thing. The cable. Scary. You know the wire that you plug in?
What? You say one last thing like we're signing off.
No, one last thing, but then before I forget.
Then we, yeah.
The long ropey thing that has a USB on one end and another type of USB on the other end.
Yeah.
You plug one end into your phone and the other end into something else to charge your phone.
Right.
Right? What is that thing called?
A dongle.
No. The dongle extends something. It's not a dongle. What do you call the thing that you plug your phone into your phone, then you plug it into something to charge? A cable, right. It is not a charger. It is a cable.
It's a cable.
It's
a charging cable.
It's a charging cable, but it is not a charger. If you plug one end into your phone and you just sit there, your phone's never getting charged. Therefore, it's not a charger. My kids are like, Dad, you got another charger? You want a cable? Yeah, you know what I mean. No. No, I do not. The cable is a cable, a charging cable. You want a charger? I got to give you the thing that plugs into the wall. Right?
Yeah, but if it's attached to the plug already, then it's a charger.
Yeah, that's like, who does that? Who does a plug attached already built
I
together?
Do. Every really? Single cable year? I have a box on the end? I have the charger on the end.
Yeah, but you stuck it on the end or it came on the end attached?
You see these? I bought so many of these things.
I don't see a cable in it. Where's the cable?
It's right next to it.
So it's not attached. I'm talking about 10 years ago when you used to get a phone, it would come with a wall adapter with the cable in it.
Oh, yeah.
That's old school. Now the box is the charger, the cable's the cable. Yeah. So I think people need to be clear on that. That's okay. All. I feel better now as a human being. But that's not what I wanted to yell help for. What did I tell you that story?
The help yell? The yelling of the help?
Yep, it wasn't me yelling help. That's all I'm going to say. But I came to the rescue. I was the help master.
Okay. And then I have to tell you why we couldn't do the podcast yesterday.
I still don't believe it.
You don't believe
it? You called me at 5 o'clock and you said, Brody, I can't do the podcast tonight. And the first thing I said was,
I wonder if the listeners believe it. Well, we're going
to... You screwed me over. Because I wanted to make plans for dinner, but I couldn't because I was like, oh, I podcast on Wednesdays.
You and the Slices are in for a surprise coming up.
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
I'm just saying.
I don't believe it. I don't think the Slices are going to believe it. I just want everyone to remember, in case you can't tell our voices apart, I'm Brody.
And I'm Scary.
Scary Jones. Not that it would be believable if I said it, but Scary Jones called me. He's the one who's going to tell you the story in a second. He called me at 5:15 yesterday and said, oh, Brody, I'm so tired. I can't do the podcast tonight. I can't.
And I'm sorry for that.
I yelled at him and I was like, listen, that means we got to do it on Thursday, which means I can't go out for dinner Thursday. And now I can't go out for dinner tonight because it's too late. This better be a good excuse. And you said,
I was at the gym late.
And I said, were you mopping? And you said,
I was working out. Oh, he laughed for a good 5 minutes on that one. First he thought I was lying. First, he thought I was telling a complete lie.
I still think you're telling a complete lie.
No. Okay. So.
I expected you to go, Brody, I did a sit-up.
Yeah. Well, here's what. Okay. So yesterday. Yeah.
Tell us what you did. What was the workout?
Okay. It's a gym, but it's also a training facility. So.
Oh, you were in a training facility.
Yeah. So I was working with. I was working with a personal. So I'm going to be starting today, because I went to go work out today after the morning show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start at least twice a week, 1 hour workout sessions with a personal trainer. That's what's happening. And yesterday was my physical assessment test. So with training, and again, I don't want to get into the minutiae of it, but I'm just for the sake, for the purposes of why it took me 3 hours at the gym, they put you through a battery of tests to test things like hand-eye coordination, endurance, strength. What are yours? Which muscles are weaker than others?
Keep going.
Is that the Rocky theme?
Yeah, keep going.
They test you to see if you're gonna, you know, get injured. They want to see what the story is. So they put you through a battery of physical and then audio and visual tests where you have to like play like little mini video games to test your reaction time.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You couldn't do the podcast last night because you were brought up so exhausted. I'm so excited.
Well, no.
You were pushing buttons.
No, but I was doing a lot.
A cognitive test where you picked out a giraffe and a kangaroo.
At one point, they put me in a chair, strapped my legs in, and made me lift my leg as many times as I can with weights on it. No, but the thing is, they were measuring what's happening. But and they found out a lot about my muscle groups and
muscle groups. Keep going.
Which ones are underworked, have atrophy, which is a shrunken muscle because you don't use it.
Yeah.
You know, you have atrophy of the penis. And also, they wanted to know, like, for instance.
That's not fair.
I was playing.
That's not fair.
I was playing digital whack-a-mole.
No, hold on.
Yeah.
That's not fair. Because normally a comeback would be, that's what your mom said. And I can't say that. And I can't say that's what your girlfriend said last night because I like her. And she's an alien. I would never put my penis in an alien.
So
now I have no comeback.
Neither one of us can do your mom jokes. See?
Right. What am I saying? Nobody.
You're trapped.
Yes, I like your sister too much. I like your brother better than you. I don't know your sister that well.
Yeah.
It's what your sister said last
night. So, yeah. My sister. Great.
I don't like it. She's too nice. I don't like that.
So, either. There you go. So I was playing digital whack-a-mole on a screen, a big screen, like a giant iPad, where you have to
fight. I can't. Hold on. I can't work out tonight. I can't do the podcast. I mean, I'm playing whack-a-mole. I'm so exhausted from whack-a-mole.
No, but then I had to do. I did have
I did
to do
three
some,
reps. I did whack three moles.
And no, then I had, and then I had to down. Do like some Dance Revolution mat with the with
oh
the
my
little,
god
with the dots on it.
Dance Revolution, Brody. I couldn't do the podcast. I was playing Dance Revolution, and I was whacking a mole. And then I played Miss Pac-Man, and I was eating pretzels, and I swallowed a ghost, and I'm too tired. I can't possibly. And then I played GTA and I hijacked a car and I couldn't. Oh my God, I'm so tired.
You are something else. Way to support. Way to support there.
I'm supporting. You were playing video games.
So I'm running
night.
Back and forth, running back and forth with the, you know, and then they're testing me and they're measuring speed and things and things are coming up on charts. I'm attached to these things, these machines.
How many feet per hour are you running?
Anyway.
Yeah.
NFL pros use this equipment. They don't have these in big box gyms. They don't have these in the your typical ones. I'm not going to mention them. Mm-hmm. My point is, I'm sitting there and I'm chilling and I'm on these machines that are like crazy professional sports grade that you see in sports locker rooms. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting assessed.
I was playing Madden 24 and I threw a touchdown pass. And it was a retro. I threw it to Randy Moss. I unlocked his character. And I'm so tired. I can't do the podcast. Slices, forgive me.
Assessed. I was assessed by the best. And now, after that, they take that and they make that a baseline of my entire physique, of what's going on.
They took a baseline of your physique?
Yeah, well they found that right behind my left shoulder blade, there's weakness back there.
Was a roast beef.
There's weakness back there. So, you know, I have terrible...
Wait, aren't you left-handed?
Yes. So I have good core strength, but I have terrible balance. If you try and stand on one foot and then you close your eyes, you'll fall. But they wanted to see how long I could keep my weight up. It was weird. Anyway.
Oh, Brody, I was hopping. I was hopping for like 3 minutes. I couldn't. I can't do the podcast. I was hopping on one leg, and part of me is so tired. The other leg, if I could podcast with one leg, I would, but I'm so tired.
All right. That's great. And then so I got home so late yesterday.
Oh, so late. Okay.
I hadn't been home all day and I hadn't eaten. So there
I was playing
you go.
Dance Revolution. I did a jump when I took my foot from the black box to the white box. I'm so tired.
So today was my first workout at Club 300 in Tribeca.
Club 300, was that with like lettuce, tomato, and ranch?
Club 300. And it's they do PT, they do OT, and they're a professional training facility and a gym.
They do hot tea, iced tea. Yeah.
Anyone
so what kind of exercise did you do?
Anyone could become a member.
What video games did you play today?
Come work out with me.
Did you play Navy SEAL game? What'd you play?
No.
First game, first-person shooter?
Today was a little bit more of a traditional workout, but they tried me on different exercises and different things because they wanted to see my endurance and my strength today. So these are building blocks.
Okay, so once they tested your endurance after that, 5 minutes later, what'd they do?
Well, you played
with building blocks?
No, I was on a treadmill today a little bit. Oh. I did a couple of stretches, some crazy stretches. You know, like I did quite
crazy
a bit.
Stretches, like trying to tie your shoelace. What kind of stretches are we talking about?
Listen, I want to build. I want to build my core strength because eventually,
Brody, I can't do the podcast. I was stretching out. I was trying to S my own D and I couldn't do it. I was stretching so hard.
By the end of this, I may be flexible.
My left shoulder. By the end of the month, second quarter, Skiri will be S'ing his own D, I swear. I got speed, Rocky. I'm S'ing my own D.
I mean, I want to be 80 years old if I can make it that far.
You're getting there.
But I want to be able to lift myself out of bed or if I fall down, pick myself up. That's important for everybody. Everyone, at the very least, build a strong core. Because guess what? I live alone. So who the hell's going to pick me up? So
if you fall down, could you make sure you knock down that stack of papers behind you? Like fall into it. So it just goes, then the cops come in and they find you like a mess of papers. And it looks like you were maybe like someone searched your apartment. Like you got robbed. Like looks like a burglary. There's papers everywhere.
David Brody, I challenge you to join this gym with me. And work
make
out.
You look bad.
And work out with me.
I'm already first quarter Brody. I'm good.
You know, that's the problem.
Who's paying for it?
Well,
who's paying for my membership?
Yeah, well, maybe I can hook you up. I don't know.
Hook me up, and then we'll put it on the Brooklyn Boys corporate card. Any incidentals, we can expense those as a business expense.
Yeah.
We don't have a card, but if we did.
Anyway, they're awesome.
Yeah.
They're Club 300.
Okay, so would you play Granny today?
Theradynamics people. Anyway, that's my gym story for today. Now, I will be working out. It will be getting a little bit more rigorous as we go.
Did you say rigorous?
Rigorous.
Rigorous.
But I'll say this as I'm sitting here right now. I feel muscles that I didn't know were there. I woke them up. Like, it's true. Like, there's muscles right now that I'm feeling.
You're using that term loosely, but go ahead.
No, there's muscles that, because apparently your brain forgets about them or whatever the case. Mm-hmm. So when you start using those muscles, you know, you actually activate them and now you become more aware of them. So I'm just letting you know that.
So you're going to activate the muscles in the back of your left shoulder.
Yeah. There's ways to do this. Anyway, it's fascinating, but you don't just, you know, a lot of people think, and my aversion to the gym all these years, if I may,
has been the working out part.
No, it's been because I've been scared, because you go in, you see trainers working people to death and they're fucking gasping for air and they're sweating their balls off and looking for water, dehydrated. It doesn't have to be that. That's probably the wrong way of going about the gym. This is a different approach. It's more scientific, and it's more these trainers are also students of, you know, your muscular system and, you know, whatever, and they know what to work me out with. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, someday you'll be whacking like 9 or 10 moles.
I'll be
whacking my own D. Yeah, whacking your own D to my dismay.
Very good reference. Beastie
Thank
Boys.
You. Thank you.
Whacking.
Whacking my D to my dismay.
Whacking my D?
Yeah. By the way, did you see the football clip? Did I send you that on Instagram?
No. Well, I haven't seen anything.
The greatest clip. Let me see if I can find it. I think I sent it to you. I didn't send it to you.
At some point, we're going to play some sound.
Here it is. I'm going to play it here. Hold on.
The best defense that Patrick Mahomes has had, right? I mean, is it possible that they could ride the D?
Oh, yes. Ride the D. You sent that to me. And he gave him like stank face. He looked at him. He's like, "Are you fucking kidding me?"
And the camera like went right to him. It knew to go to. It was so great, so great, that footage.
That is hilarious.
You like when I send you Instagram videos, huh?
Yeah. I do.
Yeah, Scary and I send each other Instagram videos that are funny all the time.
Yeah, we love.
I know Slices. You send me some, although there's one or two of you. I've told you slow down. I can't watch 6 videos a day, 12 a week, whatever it is. I can't. Every couple of days. I can't keep up. Pick your favorites. Scary sent me a video today. Now here's the problem. I watch every video Scary sends me because I figure he knows me and he knows what I like, and I out of respect and because I know I'll enjoy it.
I do a good job overall, right? I mean, I send you great shit.
Yeah. I feel like I try to cultivate a good playlist for Scary. If I send him a video, it's like a Brooklyn guy, a pizza, you know, Italian food.
Yeah, I love funny. I love the videos you send me.
Yeah. So Scary sends me a Price is Right video today. And at first I thought, didn't he send me this like a week ago? It looks familiar. Then I realized I sent it to him 8 days ago and he didn't watch it, didn't remember it. And then 8 days later, he sends it to me like, oh, look what I found. Oh!
Well, because I forgot you sent it to me. But and then
you didn't watch it.
No, I watched it. I watch everything you send me.
Then how come you never comment? I comment. I reply, I put emoji.
I put the laugh face. So then maybe
no, you didn't. No laugh face. Nothing.
So maybe I didn't see that one. Yeah. Maybe, which is why I sent it to you, because I'm like, that's so up your alley. It was basically a woman who won the prize,
and she was
wheeling herself on stage in her wheelchair, and then they open the doors and says, "You could win a treadmill," and then it closes up on Drew Carey, and they freeze frame, and it's boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, they brought the music home, even if you didn't.
It's like,
Oh, you got it finally. Well,
it's been here the whole time.
There was a clip that was even better.
Oh, yeah.
I want to thank Caitlin Kaiser for sending me this clip from The Price is Right, since we're talking about Price is Right.
Yes.
There was a white woman who won the showcase, the bigger showcase. And you know how it is on the... Price is Right. If you have the bigger show, you won the most money, you're the top dog on the showcase showdown. You have a choice. You can either bid on the showcase they show you, or you can pass it to the other person who finished second. So this woman decides to pass it to the rather to the man to her right, who happens to be black. And this is what she says. I'm going to see if I can get it right. Hold on. Here we go.
Michelle, she gets to the side.
Drew, I'm going to pass it to my man.
She manned him on The Price is Right.
Love it.
I'm gonna try it again. Ready?
Drew, I'm gonna pass it to my man.
She totally manned him. So thank you, Caitlin Kaiser, who is KatieJ89. That's C-A-I-T-Y. The same way, you know who spells their name Katie that way?
Katie Babs.
By the way, I think somebody played the audio for her that we were making fun of her a little bit.
Oh no.
Because I've been listening to her more often and she's actually straightened up and flying right. Like she's getting really good. She's not babbling. She's not making stuff up. She's not trying to be really cool talking like this. Yeah. I don't know.
She's
I don't know if someone said something to her. I don't know. What's that?
I'm shocked. Yeah.
So that's why we haven't been playing Katie Blaps audio lately.
Oh.
She's been really good. I have to give her credit. So I don't know if somebody, she's been working with somebody, but she's been good. I'm enjoying her.
Somebody definitely told her. Guaranteed.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, because, I mean, you know, there are moles all over this place.
That's the third reference to God. A mole. I got to find that somewhere. It's got to be on my laptop somewhere.
Yes, we'll
play that.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
We got a lot of sound to play.
We do have a lot of sound. A lot. Did you? So you have to try to compile it all. A lot of them are grammar police, but they're all the same mistake. There's some that they should be pluralizing and they don't, and there's some where they shouldn't be pluralizing and they do. But tell me the name of the clip, and I'll try to set each clip up.
All right.
Let's see. I want to play the medical one again that we played on Slice Time.
The medical one.
The little P one.
Oh, now you got asking for a lot there, Brody. No, I'm kidding.
I'll play it off my phone if I have to.
I got it right here. Okay. So let's start with the stuff that you we just got. What is this? Yes, the ones you just sent me.
Okay. So I'm not going to say his name because he's a local guy here in New York, sportscaster.
Yes.
You have one of the best players.
Yeah, one of the best players.
Now, when you're talking about one of the best players, one is the subject of the conversation, and that's singular. Not the players part at the end. You're talking about one of the best players. Listen to what he said last night.
The 10 best players in the sport are not all of a sudden going to be available between now and then.
Right. One of the 10 best players in the sport aren't going to be available. So I just thought that's not right.
The 10 best players in the sport are not all of a sudden going to be available between now and then.
Yeah. He says one of the 10 best players.
Yeah.
Anyway, what else you got?
The Rhino Horns grammar.
Yeah, okay. Listen to him again, singular and plural.
Is this a grammar police moment?
Yeah. You can have the jingle ready if you want. I got a lot of grammar police in the audio. Okay.
Grammar police. Grammar police. Grammar police. Grammar police.
Where's this from?
This is from a news channel. I was in the car listening to the news, and this came on. By the way, that singer of the Grammar Police and the Startup, our rapper.
Yeah.
Calls me this afternoon, all excited. I go, what's going on? He goes, dude, they mentioned your tweet last night. What are you talking about? You tweeted about Trump and they used it. I go, I didn't tweet about Trump. Yeah, they did. You said something that
the other
liked.
The other David Brody.
Yeah. I go, it was the other guy. The guy who wrote a book about him and is like friends with him. It wasn't me.
We've talked about this so many times.
Yeah, he's all excited. He thought it was me. I go, no, that wasn't me. Anyway.
Wasn't me. All right, Shaggy.
Yep. All right. Rhino horns. Listen to this guy. Again, grammar.
The black market trade and wildlife is a $20 billion a year industry. And these animals were destroyed for their horns, which has a value of $40,000 to $70,000.
Yeah.
So,
huh?
They're killed for their horns,
right?
Which has a value. No, it's which have a value.
Oh, wait. What?
The black market trade and wildlife is a $20 billion a year industry. These animals were destroyed for their horns, which has a value of $40,000 to $70,000.
Right? It's which have a value.
No, it could go either way.
No, it says horns. He said,
right. Horns, usually, horns, if it's plural, horns right. have a value.
Right. He said horns has a value.
But yeah, because it's a pair of horns. So,
no, he didn't. He said the value of these horns
right,
has a value.
But together, it's one unit. So has would make sense.
No, you're incorrect. They're killed for their horns. He said they're killed for their horns, which has a value.
Yeah.
No, they have a value
of $40,000 to $70,000. So,
the hell? Play that again.
Which has a value of.
I want to get that right there. Right there.
Destroyed. Right. These animals were destroyed for their horns, which has a value of $40,000 to $70,000. So,
yeah. That, they were destroyed for their horns.
Yeah, but also the practice of killing them for their horns is would be it.
He said they are destroyed. Yeah, but it's
understood as it.
Nope.
The act is a singular act. It's a singular act of destroying.
He's talking about the value of the horns. He said they're destroyed for their horns. But the act has a value.
So if I killed it, no.
If I said to you, that girl has great boobs.
Killing you is a single act. So the act has.
No, not the act. He said they are destroyed for their horns, which has a value of $40,000.
I see what you're saying, but it sounds okay to me.
He's wrong. Well, you're wrong too. I move on to the next. We got a lot of audio here. Let's go to the next one. Slices, you can decide. Go on.
It doesn't sound bad.
It's terrible. Go on.
Wow. Man.
I hate him.
You need better hobbies. Actually,
I do a podcast. We do a grammar police segment.
You need a job.
What's the next? That's for sure. Yeah. What's the next
definitely
one?
Definitely need a job. Okay. So then you, I'm checking back to your email here. See, I have this connected.
You have right Santiago's to mother. You have arthritis. You have ball. You have not ball. You have a stone.
When did you send me these?
You have stove guard.
Oh,
you have balance of nature.
I'm sure I have them all, but I can't find that email.
I sent it to you Wednesday. Yesterday.
David. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know my email.
All right. Wow. Okay. All this stuff. On the 12th. Jesus Christ. All right.
You have golf carts. You have Green Day.
I got them all. Let me play in the order.
Oh, play Green Day. It's the same problem as the horns.
Really?
Yeah. Listen to the Green Day clip.
Jesus.
Green Day bring 3 decades of punk energy and exploration.
Green Day great, bring 3 decades.
Right, Green Day brings, yes.
Thank you.
That one is, I agree with.
You'll give me that one. Okay, what's the next one you got? You got.
That was awful, actually. All right, I have,
You got hair one, hair two?
I got.
You got framing
Fumbleback one.
Oh, Fumbleback. Play that clip.
Is that the new Justin Timberlake song? I'm bringing Fumbleback. Yeah.
Nope, play it.
To a Dobbs on the first down after the penalty by Atlanta, trying to scramble, looking. He's hit. He loses the ball, gets dropped on the back of his back.
That makes no sense.
He got dropped on. Yeah, so that's it.
He got dropped on the back of
his back.
That would be his stomach. That would be his stomach.
Yeah. Play Chris Collinsworth. That's very good. Right. The back of his back is his stomach.
It is.
Yep.
Dropped on the back of his back.
No, Chris Collinsworth.
Yep.
You have that one?
Mike, I have done this before. When the backside of your lower back hits first, he is going to crawl out of bed tomorrow.
When the backside of your lower back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That makes no sense.
Makes no sense. Oh. Yeah, brotherly shove?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, let me explain brotherly shove. So brotherly shove is a play. The city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, that the Philadelphia Eagles do when the quarterback has like 1 yard to gain.
Uh-huh.
They used to just, the quarterback would just run and dive. Now they put people behind him and they grab his ass and they shove him by his ass.
It's the, right? Known as the tush push.
The tush push, but in Philadelphia, they call it the brotherly shove. Listen to the way this guy calls the play and how weirdly excited he is about it.
Giving the Eagles their first lead with 6:20 to go, 20-17 over the Chiefs, and it's the brotherly shove on the quarterback sneak with people pushing his behind right into the end zone.
Yeah, he got very excited about that.
Play it again, the short version.
Yeah, right into it.
Yeah. It's the brotherly shove on the quarterback sneak with people pushing his behind right into the end zone.
Yeah, look at him pushing that ass. And then he pushes it into the end zone, of course, which is.
Yeah.
All right, what else you got?
I got SZA.
Oh, this is a person who does not know music, even though they're reporting the story about SZA, who spells her name S-Z-A.
Oh, man, I can't wait to hear this butcher.
on a total of 6 nominations this year, but it was singer-songwriter Sciza who had the most Grammy nods with a total of 9. The Grammys were handed out February 4th.
Can somebody please spell things phonetically for these dumbasses?
And NPR, is that where that was from?
I don't know. It was some news station. I flip around.
Jaguars.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Jaguars is a car. The Jaguar is a football team. The Jaguars.
Right.
Jaguar. It's Jaguar. What is this? Play it.
Earlier today, the Jaguars throttled the Titans 34-14.
I don't understand it. I know people in the South do it. Why are you saying Jaguar?
Huh?
People in the South say Jaguar.
The Jaguars throttle the Titans 34.
Sounds like he did that on accident, but.
No, I'm telling you, people call them the Jaguars. Okay. And I don't get it. I don't know where Jaguar comes from.
Maybe somebody in the South could leave us a talk back and let us know.
Yeah, explain that. Why you call the Jaguars the Jaguars? What else you got?
And then complain about it to the Brooklyn Boys fan group.
That's correct.
Our network of attempts. Our network of attorneys,
again, a grammar plural problem. Go ahead.
It's okay. It's number 2. All right.
Oh, I gave you one. Play attorneys.
All right. Well, you have to.
I know. I didn't.
Yeah. Alphabetical order, my friend. Okay. Here.
On the SiriusXM app.
Attention, listeners. Accidents happen, and when they do, you need a winning team on your side. If you or a loved one has been injured in a car accident that is not your fault, don't go at it alone. Insurance companies will try to push you around, but our team of experienced attorneys are dedicated to getting you the compensation you deserve. We've helped
our team are experienced.
These will try to push you around, but our team of experienced attorneys are dedicated to getting you the compensation you deserve. We've helped
team is singular.
Because I was going to say, I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear a problem with that.
Our team are experienced. That's not correct.
Yes.
What else you got? Move on.
No, it's not. Wait.
Network of attorneys are ready. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you.
Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you.
Network is singular.
But the network of attorneys is plural.
But the subject is network. I'm sure of it.
Well, that's what I was trying to say before in the last clip, and you told me. No.
No. It didn't say a herd of horns. It said they are killed for their horns, which is worth $40,000.
Our network of attorneys are, not is.
Right. It's our network is.
No, it's not. It's are.
It's definitely is.
Our network of attorneys
is
are.
It's the network. Nope. The subject is network. Our network.
But to your point earlier, but no. Attorneys is plural.
That's not the same thing. It's a terrible comparison. The other one wasn't team of horns. It wasn't a team of horns. They said you were killed for their horns.
That's why I said earlier, and I'll say it now, each one of these can go both ways.
No, they can't go both ways.
Oh,
if you're a teacher who knows English, would you please leave a talk back and let Scary know? It's if you take out the word attorney, Scary, what's the sentence? Our network is. Right? Our network is.
It sounds awkward to say our network of attorneys is.
Why? It's our network. You're talking about our network.
I think there are special rules that are made for those.
If you said our list of DJs. Would you say our list of DJs are? Or would you say our list of DJs is?
Well, according to your logic, is.
Right, because it's the list.
Oh, my God. My head hurts.
Okay, what else you got?
Too much.
We'll play one or two more. We'll save more for next week.
We want to
do hair?
Hair.
You want to do PRI one?
Let's do hair.
Hair one.
Babbel.com.
Thinning hair is normal, but it doesn't have to be your fate.
Once I started taking Nutrafol, I could visibly see my hair get thicker.
Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand.
Nutrafol has taken me back to the hair I was meant to have.
Join the 1 million people growing.
There's two problems there. First, she said she can visually see her hair.
Right, but the hair you're meant to have means you never had it to begin with.
Yep, that's right.
And she's saying it's taking me back to the hair
I was supposed to have.
So if it's taking you back, that means, so you say it's taking me back to the hair I used to have.
Right. But it's not the hair you're supposed to have because the hair you're supposed to have fell out.
Right.
You're not supposed to have it.
And if you're meant to have this hair, that means you never had it. You never had it to begin with.
Right.
I was meant to have that hair. No, you weren't.
No, you weren't, because you'd have it.
You have it.
Right. Okay. Thank you. You caught it before I said it.
We're finally agreeing on something.
Yes. Fantastic. We should end it there, maybe?
Yeah, let's end on a positive.
No, play the P one.
Oh my
God. Alphabetical order. PR.
Yeah. Okay.
The fat loss injection.
Quite sure how something that's just a little tiny prick can be so powerful.
Yeah, well, all right. I like that. That's cute.
You like a little prick?
Yeah. I mean, does your wife?
No, that's why she married me.
Exactly.
With Skiri and Brody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Zing, okay. Zing, zing, zang.
Are you ready for the story?
Is this the one where we're going to name the podcast after the word help?
I think so.
I mean, I guess. Think so. Yeah, sure.
I mean, unless you want, is something you want to wrap this baby up with? This is my story for today.
Yeah, no, you could tell your story. I basically wanted to talk about.
Then let's talk about it.
Okay. No. Let's save
it. No, if you have something, bring it.
No, because mine involves our boy, Scotty B, who's recently divorced. And,
oh, right. He's out there again.
He's out there again on the market and single. And he's dating. And I don't want to talk about him behind his back. So it's probably best we have.
Does he know you're calling him tonight?
No. He gets very nervous. Let's put it this way. I'll leave it very briefly. He gets very nervous dating these women. And so I might have given him bad advice today because he basically...
You told him to date younger?
Well, no. I said he gets nervous dating women that he's attracted to. So I said...
As opposed to ugly ones?
He dates these women that he's attracted to. He only dates the women he's attracted to. And he gets very nervous. I said, here's a good way around that. Practice on a 5 or a 6. So take out someone who you're not that into.
Okay, put it that way. Don't rate them by numbers.
I said, find someone that you're not attracted to, and maybe you should hang out with that person, and then you won't be nervous because you'll be whatever, and mm-hmm. then that'll prime you for the times that you're interested in. I mean, it was definitely some dickish advice. You know, probably not the best, but I feel like there's truth in that.
Well, you know what? There's an old Abbott and Costello bit, if you're, which they all are, because Abbott and Costello are from the, you know, 40s and 30s, 40s and 50s, where Costello is talking to Abbott. Costello's the fat one.
Hey, Abbott!
Yeah, and he says to Abbott, he says, you know, someday I hope to marry an ugly woman. And he says, why? He says, well, if you marry a pretty woman, she's likely to get up and leave you and break your heart. He says, well, isn't an ugly woman also possibly likely to leave you? He goes, yeah, but who cares?
Oh, shit.
You can't say that.
I'm stealing a joke from the 40s.
Yeah.
But
that was the shtick. That was the bit.
Yeah. Don't cancel me.
No. So you're telling Scotty to date women that he doesn't find. Let's just say he's not as attracted to.
Not as into. I said, yeah. If you're feeling,
so what is when I say for a women on match.com that he's like, oh, I would never date her. I'll date her.
Let me be clear. When I say date a five or six, I mean five or six level of interest.
I understand. What
you, all
I
right. Understand. So you, yeah, yeah. you know, I so you're, that. You're dating a, you know, so that
someone you're only partially interested in. Yeah, not but do like that I want to marry
first.
This girl.
Do that first. Get it
you
out of the
carefree.
Way.
Carefree. The loosey-goosey ones. Like, people, there's nothing on the line there.
Yeah, nothing to lose, nothing
if
to
if it doesn't work out, it's
yeah,
no big deal.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
So go to, like, notagoodmatch.com.
I think that's a big confidence builder for people.
Go to EH Harmony.
Right. There you go.
Plenty of ugly fish in the sea.
Ugly. Really? So there you go. That was my advice to him.
Fumble. Fumble, the dating Fumble. Site where you could drop the ball, nobody cares.
Hi-oh. All right. Now, what were you going to say?
Do I need more time to come up with puns? Because I'm on a roll.
Do you have a story?
Yeah, I have a story. So I went to a doctor's appointment yesterday in a big medical office building. And there's a big parking lot. And I got a spot right next to the last handicap spot. I parked next to a minivan, which a lot of
we don't call it handicap anymore.
It's a handicap parking spot. It actually says it on the spot.
Still?
Handicap parking only.
I thought we changed that.
I'm telling you what the sign said.
Okay.
Okay? I don't know. Unabled, slightly not as 100% abled.
Good.
It's a handicap parking space.
Understood.
Handicap stall in the bathroom. That's what they call it. Okay. 20 years from now, right, 2044, if they change that officially, don't listen to this podcast, what I'm saying now, and then cancel
I
me
feel like
in
there
the past.
I feel like there already is an alternate term.
I'm sure, and don't, you don't have to talk back. It's not, like, I guess, I'll Google
assisted
it.
Wheelchair assisted.
I'm telling you, the spot says handicap parking only. Okay. That's the point of my story.
Okay.
So that I'm parked, okay. So I come out of the building. And I had a late appointment because I don't want to get up in the morning. I'm not working. So whatever. So I got out of the office like 4 o'clock. And it's not, the parking lot's not very, it's there's a lot of cars, but not a lot of people. And this woman, the door to the office building is a ramp. And the ramp goes to the handicap spots. Obviously, because why wouldn't it? Because that's where the ramp is to the handicap spots for people who might be in wheelchairs.
Right.
As I come out, I'm the only person coming out of the building. And a woman is standing between my car and her car. And this is what I hear. So you got to help me. Help me. I dropped my mama. Help me. I dropped my mama.
Holy shit.
So I go, what? I dropped my mama. She slipped. I dropped my mama. So this woman,
oh no,
scary, looked like she was maybe 60 years old. So I start running down the ramp.
Right.
And I'm thinking to myself, if she dropped her mama and she's 60-ish, her mama's got to be old.
Got to be 90.
So I 80. Run down the end of the ramp, and her mother is laying between my car and her minivan.
Oh, my God.
She says, she's okay. She's okay. I was trying to put her in the car, and her wheelchair is there. And she slipped out of my arms, and she fell. I dropped my mama. So I said, it's okay, ma'am. I'll try to help you. And I see the woman on the ground is very large. I cannot lift her up. Not safely. Right? She wants me to lift her up, put her back in the wheelchair.
Ooh.
But the woman is in like a vest, a protective vest with handles. Because I guess like you'd pull her up or lift her up by the handles. I can't lift her up carefully. I don't want her to bang her head.
See? Now, if you would have worked out at the gym with me, maybe you could have.
Yeah, scary. That wasn't the issue. I didn't want to do anything. God forbid I hurt the woman's
neck. No, I
know.
They say, what is the first thing you're supposed to do? Leave them there and call an ambulance.
Right.
Because you don't want to move them any more than they break something.
I said, ma'am, are you in pain? No. Let me go get help. I run back in the office and I run back into the office I was at. And I said, hey, this is what happened. I need a couple of people, strong people, help this woman. Okay. So I run back out and a tiny woman who works in the, she's a medic of some kind, excuse me, runs out with her phone and she's calling 911. And she follows me and she's too small. She can't lift the woman either. She's not really helpful.
Wow.
So she calls 911 and 911 doesn't pick up for some reason. So I call 911. Meanwhile, the woman's laying on the ground and her head is next to the opening of the minivan. Now, the minivan, you know, you have to step up to get into a minivan.
Yep.
The door is all the way open. The door is halfway open and it's stopped. You know, doors sometimes there's that spot where stop. Okay. Yeah. The woman who yelled, I dropped my mama. She's on the other side. She's next to me. The woman's on the ground and we're both on the interior side of the door, right? So the door's open, but we're on the inside part of the door. So we're standing by the back door of the minivan and the woman is on the ground and her head is by the seat and the door of the minivan on the ground. And she's sort of sitting up a little bit. She's trying. So somebody comes by, I call 911. People are looking, but nobody's helping. And so I call 911 because the other woman's phone isn't working. And the guy's like, where's the emergency? I give him the address. I tell him the cross street. I tell him what kind of car I have and what kind of car the minivan is. And he goes, all right, is the woman in pain? She's not in pain. All right, could you tell me her name and her date of birth? No, I cannot. Can you please just come here? I have to help her. She's on the ground. I want to lift her head up. All right, sir. Can you just ask her a few questions for me? Get me the ambulance. I'll call the, yes, I'm going to dispatch someone. But I first have to ask you some questions. No.
No, you don't.
No. Just send the ambulance. The woman's on the ground. She's 94 years old.
Wow.
So I'm like, please get here. So with that, the nurse or whatever the woman was in the blue scrubs says to the mother, do you have a blanket or something? So the woman goes around the door, but in order to go around the door, to go around the front of the car, she pushes the door all the way open and it swings back and hits the old lady in the head.
Ooh, oh my God.
So I lunge for it. And I grab it like just as it touches her head, but it got her. I didn't see it. Like I turned, I was like, oh, the door.
What a calamity.
So then the woman comes back with the blanket. We put a blanket on the woman. And then the paramedic says something else. Or the woman says something else to the daughter. Again, the daughter's like 60 something years old, whatever. And again, she's standing on the door, the interior door side of the door, the right side of the car, the door's open. And the woman's on the ground again. And I have a blanket on her. I have another blanket I got from my car under her head to keep her comfortable. And the mother says, oh, let me get a water for her. It's in the car. And she pushes the door again. And the door hits the old lady in the head again.
Oh, my God.
So again, I lunged for the door and I slowed it down, but it was hitting her. Like, so I was like, let you hit your mother again.
Comedy.
She's like, oh, Lord, I'm so sorry. I go,
it's like knock her on the head every time they all slide the door open.
In the head twice. I was able to slow it down because I was able to reach for the door and get it as it was about to hit her. So it just like grazed her. I'm like, what are you doing trying to kill your mother? So finally the police car shows up. The ambulance hasn't arrived yet. The police officer gets out. He says, I tell him what's going on. He goes, all right, let's try to lift her. They go, I'm not lifting her.
Nah.
Get another cop. No offense, but I don't know how to properly lift her. He's like, grab her feet. I'm like, no.
Wow.
No, you. He's like, I'll grab her vest.
And I can't believe someone like this is actually, you know, making you try something that you're not a professional at and you could risk more injury to the woman.
Right. I said, can we wait till the paramedics get here? She's not in pain. She's laying flat on the ground. I made her comfortable. She's breathing okay. I made her warm. I got a blanket for her. I said, if we could just keep her daughter from hitting her in the head with the car door, we'll be good. So the ambulance finally shows up and the paramedics come out and they help her. They lift her up, put her into the car and they ask her to take it to the emergency room, whatever. And she's whatever. So I did my part as a good Samaritan. I kept her comfortable. I got help, called 911. I put a blanket on her, but I couldn't pick her up and I saved her from being bashed in the head twice.
You're going to heaven, Brody. You're going to heaven.
I still don't think I've overcome the things I've done. But I've undone a couple. I've earned some points. Well, I'd like to name the episode, that's Help Me, I've Dropped My Mama.
Are you not hearing this?
Mail time.
Just you mail? Got mail. You're talking all over the jingles.
When was the last time you read mail?
You're supposed to stop and with etiquette, and you hear a jingle, you pause. What the hell are you talking about jingles?
You're supposed to not play a jingle when I'm talking.
Your story was over. You came
you
to
got an, your peanut butter and my chocolate.
Your voice came to a rest.
Rarely.
It went
happen.
Down. The voice went down.
I had
down.
To breathe for a second. All right, play the mail time jingle.
Play the mail time. We have.
I'm glad you brought this jingle home from 1985.
We have email.
Wow.
Do you not care about our email?
I care about email. I care about all our slices input.
That sounds like it's mail time.
Welcome. You've got mail.
That's right. You can still email us. And we do check the email box sometimes at thebrooklynboyspodcast@gmail.com. And Gabriel Scott wrote to us and said, hey, guys, it's Gabe all the way from Central California. I'm only 22, but I've been listening to the big show on Hits for 10 years, and I'm a huge Slice for Life now. I've been listening to the podcast since episode -147. Listen to all the off-air show episodes. It's taken me 3 years to catch up, but I'm finally at episode 272. You guys have been by my side through 4 jobs, 4 cars, 3 houses, countless times waiting by the fucking trash can at McDonald's after they made me park to wait for my order. Fuck you, McDonald's. I'm also quite embarrassed to say that the only pizza places that we have around here are, ooh, Me and Ed's, Domino's, Pizza Hut.
It's called Me and Ed's?
Yeah.
The grammar alone would keep me out.
Of course. And I think that they're pretty good. Don't shame me. Anyway, sorry for the long email. Wanted to share with you. Keep up the great content, as always. Fuck Dale. Fuck Abe77. And as always, it's Skiri and Brody. Thank you.
Oh, very nice.
Stephanie Mirabella, episode 280. Hey, Brody and Skiri, and Skiri and Brody. I recently heard the latest episode, and I wanted to say how sorry I am. I lost my mom in April 2022. I miss her with all my heart, and I understand how you guys are feeling. My thoughts are with you both and your families. Thank you so much, Stephanie Mirabella, for that. We got a couple from, German Baez.
Are you sure it's not Herman? He tweets this all the time.
German. All right. Well,
I mean, it could be German.
I'm not going to read the contents of it. I'll forward it to you, Brody. Read it. It's a really nice email. Very poignant, very well written about our moms. Okay. And your number one fan. Hello. Right. Hello there, Skiri and Larry David. Nice. Larry David and Skiri. I just wanted to say you guys rock. You two make my day. Want to thank you for putting a smile on my face. I will always listen to your podcast. Thank you so much. I love how you two playfully bash each other. It's so comical. Huh. Is that the secret sauce? Did you just fart?
No, I went hot and I moved the microphone.
Sound like you farted.
Yeah, I don't fart like a microphone sound.
All right. Here's one. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. See, this is the last time.
Wait a minute. Hanukkah was 2 weeks before Christmas, so that should go first.
Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah.
Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Hanukkah.
I think the larger problem is I'm reading an email from December 22nd. Thanks for reading my email on episode 252 about Bitcoin. I decided to invest in it.
252?
So I decided to invest in it. Not life-changing money, but $50 here, $100 there. Luckily, Bitcoin went up because of the talks about BlackRock and Bitcoin, whatever. And went up. I think, and basically, they made some profit off of it.
So
they took the profit, and what do you think they bought with that, Brody?
More Bitcoin.
Some merch from the Brooklyn Boys merch store.
Brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
That's Brooklynboys.bigcartel.com. Everything's there. Keep up the great work. Here's a 2024 filled with health, wealth, and happiness. Signed, A. Slice.
Oh.
All right.
Nice.
All right. And maybe one more.
I pronounce it a slice, but okay.
Grady Rogers, the Department of Redundancy Department. Posting for my local Facebook group. Attached the original posting for context, but the grammar police is in the bottom photo. Brody, is the phrase "that's to whom That's to whom I am referring to. Redundant? Should it not be? That's to whom I am referring.
Yes.
Correct. Yeah. So there you go. That was the post. And
I saw somebody on TikTok who said, oh, I saw that tonight.
I saw that. Wait, I saw that tonight.
No, they said, oh my God, that was on tonight. I saw that tonight.
No.
It was the tonight part, really. That was.
Oh, the tonight. I saw that tonight.
Yeah.
All right. And one more from Yvette Elaine. Heartfelt appreciation for the Brooklyn Boys from Kenya. Yo, Brooklyn Boys, I'm Elaine from Kenya. Stumbled upon your podcast a few months ago, and I've grown to love it here. Brody, your quick wit is unmatched. Scary, your passion for food and traveling is inspiring. Love you guys. Went through more than 150 episodes, not in order. Not in order. But I have gone back to listening in order religiously. I'm now on episode 24.
Nice.
I love
it. Scary brought the listen in order jingles home.
I love it here. H-E-A-R. Okay. But I've been telling my friends about you guys, and I managed to convince three of my friends to listen to you.
We got four in Kenya.
What can I say? They love the rants. Keep the laughs coming. Hashtag even is not even. Hashtag free dessert. Hashtag
oh my God, free desserts in Kenya.
Slice for life.
When I worked for Starbucks many, many years ago, the Kenyan coffee was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I just figured we'd get some mail out there.
So it's because we don't do the talkbacks on the podcast anymore.
Yeah, we can bring back time. Some mail.
These are like write-backs.
Write-backs, right.
Right.
Yeah. We just
open up your iHeartRadio app, then close it, then open up your email, and then write us an email.
We get traditional email. We get some DMs and stuff. We'll still do that on the big show, our big podcast. So it goes down in the DM, as you know.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know. Nothing's going down in my DMs except people send me videos. And I'm good with that.
You should. That's why we need to talk to Scotty B next week, by the way.
I need to make one more comment here.
Just to let you know, no, because shit's going down in his DMs with him being single. But go ahead.
Oh, Scotty's going to have no problems getting whatever he wants to get because he's attractive and he's fun and he's got a good job. And All right. Let me find the, okay, hold on. So, do you know Talercio's? It's that place I told you about.
Is that pizza?
They're in Central Jersey. They're a deli. They have great videos.
Yes, yes.
The staff is hilarious. Yes,
I've seen their Instagram stuff.
Yeah, so they put up a sandwich about a week and a half ago. And they said, we want you to name this sandwich. And it was garlic bread.
Mm.
It was arancini balls, which are rice balls. No, it was cacio e pepe balls. So salt and pepper balls, right? And then it was chicken tenders on top of that, mushed down the cacio e pepe rice balls. And then they poured a Peter Luger sauce over the top.
Slather me with that shit.
So it was Peter Luger sauce, chicken tenders.
Oh my God.
Cacio e pepe balls.
Shut up.
On garlic bread.
Dude, did you try it?
No. My point was I wanted to name it.
What do you want to call
it? Because they had a naming contest. They said, suggest a name for these.
What'd you call it?
So I said, first I said, Brooklyn's breasts and balls, call it the triple B. And then I said, call it garlic, L-I-C-K, garlic Peter's saucy tender balls.
I think that's, it's clever, but it's too long of a title.
But then I shortened it to Peter's saucy tender balls. And then I just called it tender balls.
That's the name of this episode, Tender Balls.
Or Brooklyn's Tender Balls.
Yeah, I like that better.
I thought we were going to call it Help I Drop My Mama. No?
Help I Drop My Mama?
Which do you like better?
No.
Or Peter's Saucy Tender Balls?
I like Peter's Saucy Tender Balls. Yeah, I like that one.
Okay, fine. All
right,
fine.
Well, we're naming the episode while the episode's still happening.
Yeah.
I love that.
Unless I go in and change it after you put it up there. Because I'm from
Brooklyn! The Boys from Brooklyn! Brooklyn! The Boys from Brooklyn!
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.